You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and/or setbacks, and a little bit more. At the hands of virtuoso guitarist Melvin Taylor, the Star Spangled Blues takes us on a kinetic musical journey, blasting through existing musical genres and creating something unique, something never heard before. Taylor's blazing guitar work is accompanied by the magnetic performance of Reverend Xavier Chance, whose unique spoken words reconceive the words of Francis Scott Key as they were originally posed as a question. Melvin, certainly great to have you a part of the eMusician Podcast Show once again.
Oh, man, it's great. It's always good talking to you. You know that.
Well, tell me, the Star Spangled Blues, what makes that unique?
Well, it's the very first time it's been done over, but with spoken words. My creative, you know, juices just started flowing, man, and I just figured I would, just put it together my way, if you will. It's an experience, and it's different because, I mean, it's been done a few other times, but I don't think it's done the way that I've done it because it's just different, really.
Yeah, I like it. You're doing it your way. Well, how did you come up with the idea to redo the Star Spangled Banner in integrating your unique approach to orchestration and guitar playing?
Right. Well, I mean, it started with a friend of mine, John Miles. He's been in the film business for quite some time. And his wife, Cynthia, they just, you know, sort of came up with this idea. Hey, why not do the Star Spangled, you know, banners over, but we just would call it Star Spangled Blues because, you know, I mean, we know the blues is my roots. But getting back to that, I said that to say this. It was just an ideal that just went far beyond, you know, just the regular Star Spangled Banners. I mean, if you listen to it, it just takes you away. It's just completely different than anything I've ever heard. I'm probably sure you as well.
How would your Star Spangled Banner rendition differ from Jimi Hendrix's rendition? Is that the same idea, like him? You're integrating your music vision and genius just like the Hendrix did in the 60s?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that. You know, our styles are completely different. I'm more jazz-oriented, rock, blues, funk, gospel, whatever. I'm pretty much, you know, that type of guitar player. And I guess with Hendrix, it was basically a revolution. You know, he was doing it for him, in that era. But for me, it's just to do something entirely different that has never been done before in a different way. With, like I said, with the spoken words is what makes it so different in the end with Reverend Chance and different, you know, that's basically what makes it so different. In the guitar style, if you listen, it's totally away from just, you know, what he was playing. It's just different.
Why did you decide to integrate a spoken word performance as well as to the Star Spangled Banner rendition?
Well, that's where the uniqueness come in at. It's just my way of thinking and creating and inventing is basically what I do 24 hours a day. Even when I'm asleep, I'm thinking of ways to rejuvenate something. Or to enhance it, I don't necessarily have to invent it, even though I do consider myself as an inventor or an entrepreneur or a composer, arranger, but in so many different ways, different than another one because I am different.
Today we're joined by Melvin Taylor, one of the greatest guitarists in the history of rock, blues, and jazz, here on the eMusician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Melvin, why did you decide to record the music live when producing the final guitar tracks?
Well, first of all, we figured out that we'd have problems trying to keep up with the speed, the motion of the fingers, my hands, within the way I play, you know, because I'm a very fast guitarist. I can play slow, I can play medium or whatever other kind of way, but I'm mostly known for the swiftness and the preciseness. So to try to sync it in with the film or the shooting, yeah, filming, I'll just say, it wouldn't match up.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned that making Star Spangled Blues was a political, patriotic, and social act. Why so?
Well, at first, it tends to come off or come across as a political statement or a political aspect, but it basically is not. Because, I mean, when I thought up the music and arranging the parts to put in it, which I played all of the instruments in there, which I do in most of my songs now, most of my CDs coming out now, I'm playing all of the instruments there. I arrange everything and compose everything once again. But now, what makes it so different is that, like I said, it was something that I sort of thought up, if you will. That it came from deep within, a spiritual type of combination of, among other things, you know, so I just say.
And can you tell us the power of art and being an artist while playing and putting together Star Spangled Blues? What was the experience like for you?
Well, it's almost as if I'm sending my energy directly through the fingers, and it's a life style or things I've experienced and throughout life, my 40 years of playing the music and being into so many different groups and playing with just so many different artists and experiencing all the different cultures of music, from just going touring all around the world for the last almost 30 some years, every country in Europe, numerous of times, and just picking up so many things along the way and learning how to combine them and to just weave them all together and come out with something that's unique. And here I am.
Where can you hear or purchase Star Spangled Blues, and are you performing Star Spangled Blues at different venues?
It's the song of the U.S. Everybody here knows that song. You know, it's first. You know, Star Spangled Banner, da-ba-da-da, you hear it everywhere, at every game, wherever you go. So it's just an event type of a piece. So it's important, you know, it's famous, it's popular. And for me, I guess it represents America. And also, if you want to see my rendition of it, you can go to YouTube, to my website, iTunes, and you can just check it out, and you'll see that it's different. It's not like what you've heard in the past. It's different, and it's entirely different. It's definitely original.
Question for you. Do you mind if we share a portion of the Star Spangled Blues here at the end of the show for the listener?
Excellent. It'd be great. I love it.
We'll do it. We'll do that. What are some of the new projects that you are currently working on?
Well, I just finished up a new CD, my 12th CD, I believe it will be. Yeah, my 12th CD. And it's a variety of music. I can't give away any names, of course, not yet, because it'll be out by the first of the year. In January, it'll be out. And I'm finished with it, so now I'm basically just doing the mastering and, you know, the final touch-ups, details. So it'll be out, but I'm always working on music. As I said before, the first time, I'm always inventing or creating. Something always is going on. Always.
The creative mind of Melvin Taylor. You have just heard from Melvin Taylor, one of the greatest guitarists in the history of rock, blues, and jazz, who has appeared on the same ticket with Carlos Santana, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, George Benson, Al Di Meola, and Chick Corea. And you can visit his website. I recommend that you do. You'll get lost listening to the great tunes at melvintaylormusic.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at MLVNTaylorMusic. Melvin, thanks so much for joining us here this afternoon once again on the E-Musician Podcast Show here on APN.
Eric, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much as well.
Always a pleasure without a question. Now let's listen to a portion of the Star Spangled Banner Blues by Melvin Taylor. And again, you've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show right here on ETN.
My fellow citizens, I have a question for you. A question that you must ask yourself each and every day that you are a citizen of this great nation. My fellow citizens, I have a question for you. I have a question that only you can answer. I have a question I need you to answer. I have a question that we must answer. We must answer this question together. Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, over the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
This is the E-Podcast Network.